This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Monday, June 30th, 2025.
Oh, you might hear that voice again later. Old Phil.
What?
Phil from Pantera.
Oh. Yeah, oh, it's your fat boy rejoin week.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yes, sir. It is.
Not to start off on a bad foot, but and I unplugged them and plugged them back in. My headphones sound scratchy or
somebody.
Well, they were not in the place I normally keep them. Funny you say that, because that
interesting.
But it sounds like there's no like bass to it. It sounds like you turn the treble all the way up and the bass is gone.
Do you think that somebody might have stuck them up their ass?
I don't know. I think that is what probably would it sound like. But you'd think sticking it up your ass would add more bass to it, no?
Someone with a large ass, though, I have to say.
Well,
that.
I mean...
Who in the building?
Look at this core. I mean, I don't... It's about this... It's a long suppository is what it looks like.
Whoa.
This big... what's this called? Plug.
It's an adapter.
Okay, well, whatever.
Good yeah. One, fat boy.
People call it a gimmick, usually. But that's, you know, for...
Yeah, I mean,
for those in the know.
I'm even doing my early morning voice, and it's still kind of missing. It's just all treble. Anyway, as long as it sounds good on the radio, I mean, I will be the martyr.
We'll find out until we get a message. Hey,
Matt's not sounding right.
Did you touch something, fatty?
Isn't it fun that... I'm being very sarcastic here, but isn't it funny that in the job we do, in the job we're doing right now, we're talking to you, lovely, lovely people, the hardworking people, and I know for a fact that it's less than normal, simply because I feel like we're back to the '80s of everybody's off the week of the fourth.
So the beach week.
Yeah.
Week of the. And don't misspell it when you write it on social media. The week of the fourth. You don't talk like that in real life. That's why talk to text is so fun. it might slow down the conversation because when I'm talking about Hank Aaron, you think I'm saying, hey, Karen. But nevertheless, it's more authentic and true.
Yeah, it should pick up on accents at this point.
It should. It should. Yeah, it shouldn't confuse it. I mean, if, you know, what was the one the other day? It's a word that I don't even know if you can say the term Ebonics, but I'll fall on that sword too. I think you.
God, is that still a thing?
I don't know, but it was basically like, I think because it was started by a person of color, it was just kind of like, oh, okay, that's cool. Maybe it was like on SNL or Mad TV or something.
So I thought Ebonics is what Jive was, and it just came back as Ebonics.
Well, I mean, it's
like a recoat.
And here's the problem with it, and I didn't know this until one of my close friends that I, oddly enough, referenced more times than he even would know, but he was from New York, and he moved down here when he was in seventh grade. And, you know, so you got a Puerto Rican from New York moving to South Carolina, and that was interesting to...
Sounds like a movie.
To sound... It does.
Puerto Rican Yankee.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a good one.
He's a good guy.
He's a good one. And I just... some of the terminology, you know, it would be called... I'd be like, oh, you're speaking Ebonics. But he would not like that because he's like, no, that's just the way we talk up there. Wow. You know, and so anyway, the point with all that is... With this job, look, I came back to it on my own, and I feel pretty accomplished. I normally have to beg you to tell me what I said 4 minutes ago, but
you
I do
remember.
You must
have got up a lot earlier.
I did.
That's good.
I slept wonderful. I thanked the Lord this morning. I was like, what a very relaxing, peaceful sleep.
I want to be you when I grow up.
Well, you can be me if you grow out.
You'd have to have a surgery.
You got to.
I need.
You'd have to have a surgery.
I thought about having that surgery.
I wonder what size you would get if you could pick.
Tiny.
No, you wouldn't. That would be, God, that what a waste. Any doctor worth his salt would tell you no.
Worth his salt. Oh, man. You hung around some elders this weekend, I feel like. Quoting the old days.
When you get certain shoes, it just comes along with certain things. It's like a whole checklist.
Dad list.
You know, we'll come back to the time Paige thought about becoming a transsexual, but...
I don't even know if you can say that.
Our boss... really?
God dang it.
For real?
I don't know because, you know, that could have been a sign at the Pride Parade this past weekend because there was a huge sign that said bussy on the news. So a lot of people found out what that means now. That's all it said.
God, our joke is over now.
It's not.
Now we won't be able to say it anymore.
Neither nor.
That was going to be the next intern name, too, if we got one.
I know.
Can we get another one again?
Well, it's our 10-year anniversary of not having one. So we were thinking maybe on the 10th year they'll give us one.
We need a boy one this time. We've had a few girls.
You know what? I can't see them putting another girl in here, to be honest with you.
It was awkward the last time.
Not just because of us, but how competitive you are against other women, Paige.
Oh, yes. That's true. Especially the last one.
She's cutthroat against...
That's so true.
She don't like the ladies. I'm the
meanest, horrible person.
So our boss, Mark Hendricks.
Yeah, don't forget it.
It's just interesting in this job that if I worked at BMW and you know, Fat Boy's the foreman and Mark's the lead, and that's what they used to call him in the textile mill, the foreman and the lead. And so Mark, Fat Boy goes over to Mark and says, you know, Matt is he's not sounding like himself today. I don't know. Something's off.
And then he would come to me and be like, what can you do about it?
What can you do about that?
I'm like, nothing really.
But what if...
Bottom up a little more?
What if it was more than just my vocal ability and my soothing voice? What if it was just I was off that day up here in the old Nog? You know, I was just not myself. But that wasn't the concern. It was, doesn't sound right. Matt's levels aren't good. So not my health levels, not my heart meter, or I don't have one of those, but glucose levels and things. It doesn't sound good. Let's call an engineer, not a doctor.
Gosh,
I would tell you that emergency number to call, but God, what is that number?
He's like a cartoon character getting shot when you ask him a question.
It's like on a news anchor when somebody falls on the ice on a live shot. They're like, ooh, ow. You know they want to say, ah, F, S. Ah, hell, man. But they're like, ooh, ow. Ooh, hope he's okay. Ah.
Or drop a damn, son.
Damn.
I was always hoping Cogdill back in the day would drop a damn, son.
Damn.
Or even Tom Crabtree. Somebody drop a damn, son.
I don't know that either of them have kids. You know, it would be probably needed.
I think Cogdill's got more Emmys than he's got kids, which
he's
is
fat
a lot.
Boy. Matt, is he okay off the air? He's not sounding good on the air. He's just...
We'll have to have those conversations anymore. Thank like God.
Oh, my God.
Like, man, I'm just here to press a couple buttons. That's all, buddy.
You got to quit saying that, though. You said that several times, even publicly. You push more than a couple buttons. You are going to be replaced by AI if you keep saying that.
You edit stuff, too.
AI can do two buttons now.
Well, if you let on that you do a lot more, then more is expected.
Yes.
And I finally figured that out after 15 years.
I keep trying to tell you that.
But it also adds to your value. And that's what you want as a employee of any company.
That's what you're told growing up.
But it's true.
Well, yeah. This company is pretty good at squeezing extra blood out of these turnips.
And never tell them.
All companies are.
Never let them know you've done professional voice work, ever. Because then you do it for free.
Well, that's bad on your part.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
I charge them.
They can find out. Well, they can find that blood.
You have a better attorney working for you then.
Well, Paige, call Rob. 864 call Rob.
I
got a funny Rob story later I'll share with you.
Even if you bite a dog, I would call Rob anyway. He would enjoy the story.
If you bite your dog.
Like, what if someone else is? That's a good point I've thought about before, but I didn't want to put him in his commercials because he might not like it. But, like, what if I get knocked down by a dog and the dog is biting at me? So I don't feel like I could punch a dog.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, square up and, like, punch a dog in the face. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the Animal lover.
Animal lover.
You know, the animal lover and herbal. I sound like that the guy that calls us sometimes. The Cajun preacher trapper.
Yeah, they do.
Creature.
But is it?
It's not creature preacher. I think it's.
I got to look on TikTok. He's got a pretty big TikTok following.
Creature preacher.
Is it the same thing as a dude? Like, if you throw the first punch, you're in trouble. Not with a dog.
No, what I was trying to say when I'm an animal lover is that if a dog has got me down on the ground and I'm not going to try to get it in a rear naked choke, I'm not going to get it in a headlock and punch it in the face.
That don't work.
I think I might would try to bite it back.
Dude, I've tried.
I wouldn't get at that dog's face. Where are you going to bite him?
Bite him on the leg.
Okay, a better choice.
When I had my situation a couple years ago with the dog, I tried to lay on the damn thing and choke it out. It still wouldn't let go.
My God.
And it got me pretty good.
Remind me of the kind of dog.
You do that.
That was a...
Chihuahua?
It was a
Cane Corso.
Ooh, those
some people
dogs.
Say Kanye Corso. Some people say Cane Corso.
They're beautiful.
They do say Cane.
I like dogs like that, the bully breed.
Yeah, but could you, like... I mean, if
have I ever had to subdue an aggressive dog? Yes, and it was mine going after another dog.
I did everything.
Didn't
I
allow
could.
Me to be the great interviewer that I am.
I'm sorry,
but I that was the question. So you're intuitive,
just like a woman should be.
That was good.
Yeah.
So what? How did you subdue the dog?
I punched her in the head.
God.
It was mine, but she was.
It don't matter.
She
don't
was
matter.
Gonna.
You do what you want.
That never worked when DSS got called to the house.
This little thing came up and was the aggressor.
I mean, my house.
But my dog took her out, and she was going for, and I was like, "Oh no, we're not going to go to the vet." And I smacked her on the head.
Scott, my story is completely the opposite.
Go
That's
ahead.
Crazy.
I want to hear it.
My dog.
I think I've heard it.
I never told it.
Okay.
Because I didn't know if I could.
Well, good. I saved my ass in case you had. And now I could say that I've never heard this story.
This dog knocked you to the ground.
My dog got attacked by the Corso.
Oh, yes.
On a Friday night.
Oh, my gosh.
And my wife was out there first, and I heard her scream. Like, I never heard her scream before. I'm like, oh, no, what happened?
Mm.
So she said, come out here. She's going to kill her. So I go out there, and then, the Corso's got a hold of my dog's, like, snout. And I'm just, like, immediately headlocking the damn dog. I'm trying to lay on it. I couldn't do anything to that dog.
Good Lord.
I'm wrenching it, like, as hard as I can squeeze its head, and like, 300 plus pounds laying on it, couldn't do nothing to the dog.
Yes.
Finally, the guy had to come get the dog.
Some dogs bite down.
Did you start laying on him then?
No.
At
that point, man, like he immediately pulls the dog off and goes back in. Somebody called the cops at this point.
He didn't say, I'm sorry, or anything?
Well, it was just like heat of the moment, like after he did, like, oh, okay. Know, well after.
Why was the dog out?
He said the dog got loose when his door was like ajar.
I can
Which
see
I
that.
Guess maybe.
That can happen. A dog can absolutely when you're happen. Unloading groceries as such.
Man, where I live, a lot of people, like, their dogs get out. And I don't get it, like, you know. Especially there's a puppy close by. I'm like, chain the damn thing up if you're going to let him outside but, for a little bit.
Paige used the example with groceries. That's what it would always happen to me. Uh-huh. Is you go in, you doing that thing where you kicking the door with your leg to try to open it with your head and all this crap, and all of a sudden, whoop, whoop, there you go.
There's my chihuahua.
I mean, I get it.
Annie,
summertime,
get back in.
Go out there, and or the wintertime, rather. Whenever time.
I was thinking, Mike, I have to go back and get a knife and kill this damn dog.
He's like, look, no, I just want to go out there and smell another dog's ass. Just let me have my 5 minutes of freedom. A couple sniffs and I'm back in.
I'm going to keep that clip.
There are certain dogs that lock
There's a dog talking, by the
when
way.
When they're fighting.
You have to put this in.
Like that dog did. And that's dangerous because they're actually going for the kill if they lock down.
When they go on that, when they go on that
got,
throat.
Like, boom, smacked her in the head. And she was startled.
Did you see like little birds swinging around her
I
head?
I got a good, and I said, we don't behave like that, and yanked her off the dog. And then I boo-shamed her.
You yanked off her dog?
I yanked the dog off that other thing because I didn't want to. What are we saying here? This is not the way I wanted to go.
I'm right into
female.
It. All right, you got a couple things to pull out of this conversation. It's more work for you. Just quit pointing those things out.
Do you learn out of any of that?
Like, no. No.
Because I was questioning it.
This woman who I know, I don't believe you punched a dog in the head. I'm not calling you a liar, but I don't think you punched. I think you might have pushed away.
I punched her in the head because I didn't want her to hurt this dog.
Were you wearing rings on that hand?
No, I don't do the tulip ring thing.
No, I mean, but was it your ring hand?
It was.
You throw with a right or a left?
Right, I'm a right.
Me too.
I love
Paige
stories.
It was a hook.
I love
it's like a little mini mystery.
It is.
Not what happened, but is this the truth?
This is Charlotte, my dog that was a little crazy in the head.
I feel like they're a little unbelievable when she's
something with that name.
When she's over too much in the story. Like when she gets herself over, like, you know, like way over. I feel like then maybe it's, but like these other ones, you never know.
She had a problem with this dog because the dog annoyed her at the fence and was aggressive to her.
Yeah.
And this was Charlotte would be laying in the sun, and here comes this little yappy thing going at her. And she was outside and they let the dog out the front door.
Who?
The neighbor. And here comes the dog up to Charlotte, and she just went for it. She says, okay, this is my time to kill you, and I'm going to do it. And I wouldn't let it.
I'll never say who this is.
This is a big dog and going after a Pomeranian.
Another 90% accurate, but I want to get a lie detector test in here and just do a whole show.
We got the one you stick your hand in.
Yeah, but that's a thing somebody made. It tases you if it.
And after she bit the dog on the stomach and bit her in the head, it was $500 at the vet.
See, now I don't believe her because she's like, most people, if it was the truth, would say, all right, kiss my ass. It's the truth. But she's like, no, here's more details.
No.
Give me the vet's phone number right now.
I don't know which vet that she took him to because my husband was.
You know what it is, Fat Boy? She's lived on West Coast, East Coast, Coast Life, Mountain Life. She's lived a bigger, thorough life than we have, and she's got more insane stories. That's all
it
is.
This happened here. The most insane things in my life have happened in Greenville, South Carolina. No doubt. This is the craziest place
South
I've ever
Carolina.
Lived.
I enjoy Paige's stories to where she threatens violence against the other party. Those are the
violent.
Ones I like to hear. Because it goes pretty quick. So I told her I would smack her right in the face and choke her out. I'm like, damn.
Uh-huh. The confrontations in the bathroom here, though, I've never believed those.
I never had a conversation with anybody in the bathroom here.
Confrontation. Like you're having a conversation and confronting them. A confrontation.
I mean, I don't say things that I should say to people.
Oh, that's what I want to hear.
On several occasions because I know what that would lead to.
God, I want to pop up some pictures like a Horseshack test and see what you think about certain people.
That's
I would
good
never
point.
Do that because most of those people don't work here.
But anymore. You can't say anything to anybody. But like, what if like dude's over there and he's like, you know, going to town on a number two, and it's like,
oh, it's like what?
It's like, and I'm not trying to make you sick if you're eating breakfast right now. But like, I mean, just you fear for his health. You say something to him, he could get HR about it.
Like, that smells awful, buddy. You should get checked out.
You know, curious. What'd you eat last night? Hey, did something by chance crawl up in you and die today?
I ain't heard that in a while.
I'm going to HR.
It's like,
so we just walk and look down and don't notice a pregnant woman or a certainly don't talk about someone's new hairstyle. I remember that video.
Yeah,
a guy walks in the video and it wasn't a mohawk. It was just like a flat top or some kind of thing. And people were like drawing little company memes and sending it around. They're like, you don't do this kind of thing. And I'm like, you know what? What happened to the good days?
Do not make a meme of your coworkers.
Those days were fun. I made it a wanted poster. No, what was the poster?
It was a rainbow flat top the guy had.
No, it was the poster I made with, I think I put your mugshot on it, Fat Boy. And it said,
oh, yeah.
Do not feed him. And it was when you're on your first or eighth diet.
I can't remember. One we had the pink scale for.
Yeah. And
pink scale.
We put a big stack of these flyers out front and asked people to area fast food restaurants. And several put them up. At least took a picture and sent it to us.
It was like a wanted poster for you, Fat Boy.
It was great. It was an attention getter. It was that low-level grassroots marketing that we would do.
I think we're supposed to equally split them up and divide, but that fraction got altered.
Well, that's why
somebody didn't participate. Left them on his desk.
Well, I mean, Paige, you should have done it.
Should have done it.
He would have been able to master that craft. Okay, so
I don't know.
You know, Fat Boy's under the impression not a lot of people are listening, so he doesn't want to try hard today.
Well,
and I love that idea.
Okay.
But there's no trying hard in what we just did. We just talked.
It's minimal
Monday. It was
Monday.
Fun.
That's all it is.
It's not every show could be, I don't want to say your last, but like, I don't.
Could be.
I don't ever take any of this for granted. I mean, I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying.
That's
like,
what I got from
it. Well, I didn't say it. That I just said I don't believe your stories. Is all I had to say about that.
I don't believe most of yours either, so we're good.
I'm more authentic because it took you to hear that for you to admit you feel the same about me. So I am the better and bigger person, clearly.
If you want to be,
there's only one bigger person.
You'd be the biggest, the better.
The biggest is Fat Boy.
Yeah.
The biggest person, the best person is me.
Got the fattest neck.
You can be whatever. It's your day. It's Matt Monday.
No.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that if that ever was a thing, that I'm only associated with Monday.
Oh,
why
can't
my name be Frank?
Then you'd be Friday. Sorry, dude.
Frank Friday.
Yeah, Monday's ain't the one you want.
It ain't the one you want. Like, that's a birthday on a Monday. It's like, we want to do it the weekend before.
My schedule's already thrown off because Raw starts early tonight for
weekend
some reason.
Before. I don't get that. Why at 6?
Why?
Why?
Well, you know, Paul, I watched the effing news, so why are you coming on 2 hours early? Well, if he were here right now,
you'd pedigree him, wouldn't you?
I'll give you one kid one time and you can't do it again. I make him sound slightly R-worded, I know, but still.
Retired. I think he is. I don't think he's going to wrestle again. Goldberg, though, he's going to go again.
Oh, yeah, for some reason, this is
I know. I feel like he had some stuff on him and says, hey, I want one more match, and I want it. And no, I'm not going to Saudi to do it.
The Gunner, like, guys only get speared 13 times in a match. And jackhammered a couple.
Probably. You know he's not going to put him over. There ain't no way he's going to put him over. They're going to have to screw job again.
Quit bringing Goldberg back. Damn it.
That sounds kinky, but that's
I'd rather have Goldberg from Mighty Ducks in a match with Gunner.
Wouldn't that be good? I would rather have Whoopi out there wrestling. Wouldn't it be great? Gunther, you're facing Goldberg. And the music starts and she comes out holding a couple of sparklers.
Dude, I don't care if it's Adam Goldberg. Have all the Goldbergs come
make
out.
Make that happen.
The show?
The cat. Any the Goldberg.
Grandpa died, though.
Let's have a royale of Goldbergs.
Oh, yeah.
And they killed Jeff Garland off because he's such an a-hole.
I'd actually watch.
Well, he sat around in his underwear all the time. I mean, that was gross.
He should have left him in the chair in his underwear for the rest of the show.
God, there's not a lot of, I can't think of any other Goldbergs. It'd be a fun little game.
Bring back any other effing Goldberg.
Any other Goldberg.
Evan Goldberg. Any of them.
Damn it. This is a chair. All right.
1-800-774-0093.
That's how you can call us or text us. Either way you'd like to do it. We do prefer just text in the morning because we're just getting woken up and stuff.
I said all that. Ready to talk to I'm going to watch every second of it, too.
Well,
I'm going to mark out as soon as it happens.
You watch the thing?
It was quite a surprise to have in the afternoon.
See, I didn't realize it was afternoon.
Don't like how you cover the ladies up, though. I can't see mommy ass and...
You know, I don't...
That doesn't sound good.
I want to know, but not enough to, like, Google it or whatever, but, like... I don't understand the covering up of the women. Like, is it because the men want all the attention? I'm asking a very innocent question. The men want, they don't want anyone oohing and aahing at their possession, or they don't want the attention away from them.
So I don't know if it's still the religious thing or not.
I always thought once you got married, you covered up, right? Or going out in public.
Well, hell. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you can't get married being covered up.
Can't show your neck, because that would be...
Well, I can't show the hair.
Hell.
I see women in my neighborhood that still cover their hair up.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard stories when they go to salons. That's why salons don't want to work with these type of women. Because they got a partition off. Nobody can see their hair. Except for their husbands, like nobody.
Whoa.
A few other women.
That's like a religious thing?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
You cannot show anything of you. Wow. You're wearing.
Talk about this hair, though.
What if you were like had alopecia?
You can't show that.
Whatever. I'm trying to think of the. What's the cloak thing? The whole.
Oh, I'm bad at that.
You don't ask me. I'll say the wrong thing and get us.
I'm not going to say that. No. Never mind.
What if you look like Alienation?
That's that old video thing where you could put heads on little bodies and dance
and
around.
They wear it in like 200 degree heat. Remember
the guy that used to work here, we called him Alienation. If you remember the show, the aliens with the spots on their heads that tried to live like normal human beings.
Yeah.
His head was huge and he was bald. It was like, you're Alienation.
It's like, hey, I know I just met you, but were you a C-section baby? I hope.
Jesus.
I hope.
I don't want to see the afterwards of
after. You had the head of like, what was the little alien that was on Flintstones?
Oh.
You remember that where they really got really, it got weird and they brought an alien on the cast?
Oh, who the hell was
anyways, the little guy but had a huge forehead. Like the side of his ears, he just got bigger and bigger and bigger. Not Marvin the Martian, I can't think.
I know his first name. I don't know his last name.
What's his first name?
His first name is James. So I want to look him up, see if he still has a big head.
Oh.
Are you thinking of a different one?
No, I was asking for the alien character.
It's like, how many big head? Yeah, that was it.
James.
I can't remember that person.
I don't know anything about the Flintstones, to be honest with you. I saw it maybe a couple times as a kid.
And you are the way you are? That's striking to me. Okay, you would play Flintstone in the new movie.
Same thing with Scooby-Doo. Like, I never really got into it.
I'm sure he has Flintstone feet.
He probably ate the vitamins.
I mean, they were 13s.
Their vitamins were awesome, man.
Oh,
they were
my God.
So good.
I love Jell-O pudding pops, too, until I found out Bill Cosby was a rapist and to go back and.
You know, more on him later, actually. I've got a.
Allegedly.
Can we do a one off Mattman's Best Damn Audio? It's just one clip that we're going to have so much pleasure listening to.
We can do whatever the hell we want.
It involves Bill Cosby.
I mean, I guess you have to ask Paige first.
Paige, would it bother you? I mean, we're still going to play so you can step outside.
We have to ask a woman because of Bill Cosby.
Why bother asking? That's passive aggressive. That's okay.
Now she's still pissed about the thing earlier.
The sexual tension between you two, I could cut it with a knife.
No.
Well, I've said I think of her as a sister, so that's gross.
That makes it hotter if you think about it.
No, it doesn't.
Brings back sucking sibs memories from the show.
Hey, I got a news story. You want to do that?
Not really. I'm kidding.
Remember, there's a question mark on that now.
Well, you might like this laughing boy over there. Because one of your crushes, I'm pretty sure of, she was the talk of the town at the Bezos wedding. But not only that, is who did she dance with till 2 a.m.? We'll get into that story next. Your crush, fat boy.
There's a lot of people at the Bezos wedding. I'm
trying
to
remember. In your eyes, guys, headlines.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's
a lot of people there.
His wife is, she's I don't know if we can still say that word or not. Starts with an A. And oh my god,
what?
And he owns Amazon.
She looks like a Joker girl to me, but you know,
oh my god, she is an Amazon woman now, officially.
Sure, he can fix that too.
I feel like her whole life she's probably been called that, but Amazonian. Now it's official. Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay, we'll get into that next. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
Wake up. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
Rise. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and we begin with a story for Fat Boy. And there's two girls that I hear about a lot. One, some basketball girl named Cam.
Cam Breen?
Oh, yeah.
I also like Sophie Cunningham.
Yeah.
She's probably number one, right? Sophie's kind
of... Well, no, because I've sold most of my cards from her right now. She's on a hot swing. I'm like, you know what? I can rebuy these when nobody gives a damn.
And this girl, who Fat Boy says, is in the Big Breasty Club. So let's talk about her. She was at a wedding, at the Bezos wedding. And she was talking to a guy, and I don't know if he's still in your favor, but Sydney Sweeney was the center of attention at the Bezos wedding, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding.
She's good looking. I kind of like how she sounds. It was kind of like soft-spoken and almost dumb sounding, but she's not.
Okay, is she espresso?
No, that's I know now that's Sabrina Carpenter because she's naked a lot and like everything.
I was Rolling Stone? Is it Rolling Stone cover? Yeah. God bless.
Is that a Reader's Digest one? I'm like, this is pretty good.
No, I think it was the Rolling Stone. Digest is not really put a cover on.
It was Southern Living or the Easy Rider. They merged. In
Southern Living. Southern I had a Street. Version of that magazine I wanted to put out.
So there was talk.
Mill Hill Living.
Oh, God.
The beginning of a little
new things to do with baloney.
Because she spent the time with Tom Brady dancing till 2 a.m. at this wedding together.
All right, I got to look her up, man. I know who she is. I just got to, I'm not good with names.
She is a spokesmodel.
That's why I call everyone brother.
Armani. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
She's beautiful.
She kind of talks a little like this. Like, oh, my God, this is about a puppy.
What is she, oh, Euphoria, okay. See, I've not seen that show. Yeah, I know it's very popular. I've not seen it.
She's in some movies, but
White Lotus.
Naked a lot.
Some of the movies aren't.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I remember there. Yeah.
Very pretty.
She does that thing where they, what is the style called, Paige, where a woman slicks her hair back, but then pulls two curls out of her bangs and hangs them down?
It's called Baby Boss.
Wispy bangs?
Baby Boss. I don't know what it's called. Look, rather than you have to walk over here, I'm going to take a picture of it with my phone because she's got them in this. And I've seen it with a lot of women here lately, getting the little oh, did you hear the sound effects?
No. She's like Johnny Depp and Crybaby?
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Is that called a thing?
It's like
stupid bangs.
I don't know.
It's like, quit messing with them.
I'm not a cosmetologist.
Well, I hope you're an astronaut because you'd be a Russian... version of that.
I'll tell you what, like I feel like I would never, like I'm not a huge Tom Brady fan. Like I wouldn't really care about meeting him. And I would have said that before this.
Oh, I'm not laughing at what you just said. I'm just laughing at a meme I saw in the Google image search of her.
I feel like he's trying too hard now to bust balls. Like, you ain't that guy. You can't go from motivational, like, you know, positive quarterback to like being one of the boys on TV and off screen. Like, it ain't working, man.
Do you think he's still on that crazy diet?
Oh, yeah, like he eats real particular. Which, I mean, of course, look at him. He says he's never had a strawberry. Excuse me, strawberry.
God, I've had some this morning.
He's never had one? What's wrong with him?
He's a woo-hoo.
I like to cut up pineapple and strawberries and put them in the same container and shake them up and let them sit for a day. And the freaking pineapple starts to suck up the strawberry juice and vice versa. Oh,
I know, do all that.
Do you put whipped cream on that or you just eat it like that?
No, I cut it. No, I didn't. You know, I don't buy the pre-cut fruit.
No.
No. It's inside information. You shouldn't buy that.
And you know, I took the top off of a pineapple, and I'm growing some now.
Really?
I know. I'm proud of myself.
Well, you want that pineapple juice, don't you?
I want a pineapple. Does it grow into a tree?
I was thinking about the other day, you know, with Swingers, the Upside Down. Pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Simpsonville,
what about all those years when I think we've all eaten upside down pineapple cakes? Pineapple upside down cake. Like, what did that mean?
Ooh.
Was that a swinger recipe?
Probably.
Somebody force it down our throats.
Recruiting you to
so good.
To hook up.
It was my grandma. She'd pour all the juice on top and let it soak into the... Oh, my God. Like, her cakes were always, like...
Moist.
Mm. Was this fart grandma?
Yes.
Okay.
It's fart grandma. So not the house that smelled like farts, but the one who would fart and either not hear it or feel it and not acknowledge it.
You didn't feel it.
I'm like, all right, you need to at least acknowledge it. Like, look at me and give me the wink or something. Otherwise, I thought the house was haunted or you had a creaky kind of board in the floor.
Rip, rip.
She'd walk over there to cook me an egg sandwich.
She started playing Wink, the song. Like, you want to hear
Wink? It sounded like she had like a little bugle in her back pocket.
Oh, nacho cheese?
Oh, goodness. All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
That was wonderful, Paige. Thank you. Fat boy. Probably won't be as good, but give it the old try.
You know, this tattooing athletes on your body's kind of jumping the shark. We got a new one to tell you about. Different Kelsey, different tattoo. I'll tell you what.
Kelsey Grammer.
God, I wish somebody.
What town was that show based out of? Chicago?
Seattle.
Oh, Seattle.
I don't know what the reboot, though.
He would get Griff Kenny Jr. tattooed on there.
I didn't want to watch the reboot.
Griff Kenny Jr. is going to be my Facebook fussing name for favorite of all time.
What if you have OJ? Do you have to over tattoo that? Because that's a mistake.
Well, like, I don't know how you're going to cover it up.
I don't know.
The
juice.
Jason Kelce tattoo's got the eagle head where his dog is.
Because when you start like covering up too much, well, look, Big Brown, I ain't talking about you, but like when people start covering them up, I'm starting to think like, wow, y'all are part of like the Uso bloodline now. Like, are you related to Roman Reigns?
What if you have a like someone's name tramp stamped on your back? Like,
I mean, when you see them all covered up, when you get to know the person, don't you want to say, hey, what was under there? Because did you just want your arm black?
Chris Daughtry, have you seen him? Uh-uh. Look at him.
He looks good.
Completely like, black arms. I mean, black as hell.
I thought you were talking about his muscles.
So, did he cover up something, or was it?
It's a thing. Look at.
Look at Machine Gun Kelly. Why do you? It don't seem like it's good for you, right? To have all that black ink to. I know it's only penetrating, what, 6 layers of skin, but still.
You only have 5.
It's all, look at him, man.
I can't completely count those layers.
Would you do that, though? Like, would you go black arm?
I mean,
I wouldn't want it fade to be that greenish color.
I'm happy with the ones I have on my arm, but I don't know what that whole style is called.
Unless he's planning to go back and get white ink over his black arms.
But I've heard that doesn't work as well because, and I'll tell you the reason I know this, is because of a friend of mine. He's black, but it sounds weird when you say, oh, my black friend. But anyway, he thought that he would be able to get white tattoos on there, and it did not apply very well. So
I see that.
It's not going to look as good.
Yeah. I'll have him call in at some point. Okay. Sports, though. We'll do that next.
Hopefully.
Good morning. All right.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
His morning show.
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles.
People are stupid.
Like this guy here.
What'd he do?
He got a tattoo. Well, you know, we have the Jason Kelce tattoo. The guy got the tattoo, and there's Jason Kelce laying there, Burt Reynolds style, which I believe was in the Playgirl, right?
Ooh.
And he's where his gimmick should be, is the tattoo of the Eagle's head. It's pretty funny. It looks like a prison tattoo or whatever. What we call them? That style of tattoo.
Prison tattoo? Like a sailor tattoo?
Yeah, sailor tattoo. I forgot the guy's name, but
Sailor Jack?
Yeah, I believe so. So that style of tattoo. And this one's kind of the same style.
Staff.
But this guy's a Dallas Cowboys fan, which makes no sense why he got a Travis Kelce tattoo.
I thought he got a Dak on his crack.
You should have. Signed your crack. So he didn't do this just to do it. But the tattoo is Travis Kelce butt naked. And he he's hugging with his leg a bottle of drink.
A bottle of drink.
Can you see it from right here?
I'm going to walk over.
Like he's
what kind of drink?
Well, here's the thing. This is part of a promotion. And that's why the guy did it.
Some energy drink?
Yeah. So they're like, look, if you get this tattoo, we'll give you free product. Okay. Not only free product. And a signed jersey.
Ooh.
This dumbass moron's 29 years old, and he thought it was a good idea.
God.
That's now, horrible. It's on his thigh, so he can hide it, but still.
Do you think Taylor Swift feels the pressure of so many people's careers and income going away as she breaks up with Travis?
God, probably.
I mean, because so many people would.
She supports a lot of people.
She does.
They asked him about that. What do you think Taylor Swift would think about it? He said, I think she'd be into it. Wouldn't it kind of weird her out a little bit? Like,
that's the reason why we're getting that's probably where the black arm tattoos are coming from. People doing them off of dares or trying to win prizes and things like that. Like, I got to think, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, the dude, God, I can't remember your name, sir, but you were, God, I can't remember where you're from. Alabama, somewhere, the trucker that listens to us, and he got my face tattooed on his back.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, who was that?
I can't remember his name, and I was like, you know, I hope you always want that. I don't feel I'll give you a reason to want to cover it up.
Well, you can at least, you know, put hair on your whatever to, like, hide you a little more.
Yeah. Oh, that's not Matt, man. That's Sasquatch.
Daughtry said it took 7 days and 40 hours to make both of his arms completely black.
But was he... was he tatted up prior to?
Yeah. He said that, because he's got, like, arm sleeves on both arms from his shoulders down to his elbows.
See, when I see that, like, it makes me think you had something there that, you know, maybe you were part of a supremacy group or, you know, you had a – I don't know. I mean, like, what happens if you have all the tears, you know, for where you allegedly took a life and you have all those tears on your face and then – you're like, God, I don't want to necessarily go around. I'm not proud of this anymore. You just go and get your face tattooed black.
He said that the tattoos didn't have a flow to each other, and that he was letting go of what no longer serves you.
Okay.
Oh, somebody's been to a Tony Little conference.
I don't know why.
Let go with whatever doesn't serve you. Quit watering the grass that doesn't grow in your yard.
I get it if it's something offensive. Like, if you had the tattoo of a vagina on the back of your neck.
Yeah.
You probably want to get that covered up.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's something just, like, dumb or offensive.
Dumb or offensive, or, like, who was the wrestler that would, he had to wear a bodysuit because he had a...
MVP.
Yeah.
It's Malcolm X tattoo on his back.
Yeah. But it was not just the fact it was Malcolm. It had, like, some wording and stuff.
He'd probably get away with it now.
Probably make a whole character out of it on there.
You got to do something to get him to watch, right?
They had the Nation of Domination, but they wouldn't let him walk around with his Malcolm tattoo.
Why was there a Nation of Masturbation? That was our unofficial group.
You'd be the ambassador.
You'd be the freaking president.
You'd be the master.
You'd be the treasurer.
You Kiss my ass.
Kiss his ass.
Kiss everybody's
what
ass.
What the hell?
By the way. By the way. I was not there live in person, but I saw the video. And then I tell Fatboy about it. He's like, that's not the video I saw. I saw this video. And then while we're talking about it, we found another version of the same video. And it's like, holy crap.
Yep. So we took the best one.
We've got the best one, and we're going to talk about the best version of the video that you've been talking about.
Sweet.
I can't believe this is a thing.
I can't either. I can't believe that. I don't know enough about it to say why it was even done. Like, is it an anniversary or something? But the Dukes are back in town. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.